This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2213, 10 Reasons Why We Don't Stick to Things, part 1, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Saturday and Happy New Year. Welcome to 2022, if you can believe it. Barely feels like we're out of 2020 to me, but here we are. Hope you had a wonderful and safe New Year's Eve and start to the year. This is where I read an article to you every day to help you optimize your life, sometimes two articles. Sometimes half an article, and that's the case today. It's a bit of a longer post. I'm going to read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to the first post of the year and start optimizing your life. 10 Reasons Why We Don't Stick to Things, Part 1, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We all do it in some form. Tell ourselves we're going to do something, and then we often end up not sticking to that plan. Maybe one or more of these will resonate with you. You say you're going to stick to a certain diet, and then you end up breaking it in half a day and then mostly abandoning it. You say you're going to work hard on certain projects and not procrastinate anymore, and then you get distracted by something and the plan goes out the door. You say you're going to meditate or do yoga, read, write, etc. every morning, and then one of these mornings you are in a rush or are tired and skip the meditation. Then you do it again the next day. You say you're going to stay on top of your email or read more or finally tackle that clutter, and the plan doesn't even get off the ground. You say you're going to work out 4 times a week, and that works out exactly once, then you just don't go to the gym. So what's going on? Are we just horrible people with no discipline? Are we liars, never to be believed? Are we hopeless cases, consigned to spending a life on the couch, eating donuts and potato chips, watching Netflix and hating ourselves? I find this a fascinating subject, and I've been studying it in myself and in the thousands of people I've worked with. Here's what I've been finding. The reasons we don't stick with our plan. One of the things I've found is that there isn't always just one reason. Sometimes it's multiple reasons at once, or other times it's different reasons depending on the situation or the type of person you are. But here are some of the most common reasons we don't stick to things. Number one, we don't take it seriously. This is my number one problem in this area. I tell myself I'm gonna stick to a new plan, but I think that's enough to make it happen. I somehow assume it's gonna be easy, despite all the past evidence that the only time I stick to things is when I take them seriously and put in a serious effort. Most of the time, we just half commit to something, kind of like only being half in a relationship. With that kind of commitment, eventually you'll be out of it. Number two, we just forget. We tell ourselves we're going to meditate every day with complete resolve, then the morning comes and we just plain forget. We remember later, but we're busy then. The next morning, we forget again. By the time we remember, we feel disappointed with ourselves and give up. Number three, we run from discomfort or uncertainty. When the exercise habit or meditation gets uncomfortable, we stop enjoying it and make up excuses to put it off. When we face a difficult habit like writing or big tasks at work, there's a lot of uncertainty in those tasks, so we start finding reasons to put it off. We don't like uncertainty or discomfort, so we try to get out of it. Number four, we give in to temptation out of habit. Temptation is all around us. The temptation of chocolate cake when we said we're going to stick to a diet, the temptation of TV when we said we're going to go to bed earlier, the temptation of the phone or internet when we said we're going to meditate. Actually, temptation is just a bit of discomfort, but our habitual response is to just give in, rationalize, and let the temptation rule our response. Number five, we rationalize. When something gets difficult or we have a temptation in front of us, our minds start to rationalize why it's okay to do what we said we weren't going to do. Our brains can be very, very good at rationalizing. Just one more won't hurt, or you worked hard, you deserve it. Or, this time doesn't count, you'll start tomorrow. Or, it's a special occasion, this is a good exception. These all sound reasonable, except that they sabotage our plans. Once we start to believe these rationalizations, sticking to anything goes out the door. Number six, we renegotiate. We say we're going to do something, then when the moment comes to do it, we're feeling temptation, discomfort, uncertainty, and so we start to say, well, I'm still going to do it, but in 5 minutes after I check my messages. Or, I'm tired right now, I'll just take a day off and do it tomorrow. This is another form of rationalization. basically just a habitual response to not wanting to do something, a way to get out of it. My friend Tynan says one of the most harmful things to the habit of self-discipline and building trust in ourselves is a habit of renegotiating with ourselves. 7, we dislike the experience and avoid things we dislike. This seems natural. If I don't like to eat vegetables, I probably will avoid them. If I don't like to face an uncomfortable writing task, I'll put it off. But the problem is that with every habit, with every difficult project, we're gonna find multiple moments of discomfort, of disliking the experience. We'll never stick to anything if we bail as soon as we dislike something. Instead, we have to see that this habit of disliking, judging, resenting, mentally complaining, and avoiding is hurting us. We don't need to like everything about an experience to put ourselves fully into it. We are stronger than that. 8, we forget why it's important. Maybe you started out taking something seriously, but then a week into it, you've forgotten. Now you're just thinking about how uncomfortable it is. If we forget the importance of something, and if something doesn't really matter to us, we shouldn't commit to it. If we forget, we won't have a good reason to push into discomfort. 9, we get down on ourselves or give up in disappointment. When we falter, when we don't meet our ideals or expectations, when we mess up in some way, it's actually not a big deal. Just learn from it and start again. But instead, we often beat ourselves up, feel super disappointed in ourselves. This isn't helpful. It can actually sabotage our efforts. 10, there are too many barriers. This is the simplest one, but we often forget. Let's say I want to start eating healthier and even have a plan for how I want to eat. But then morning comes, I'm hungry and in a hurry, and I'm supposed to make a tofu scramble, which requires a lot of chopping of vegetables, cooking, cleaning, too many things to do right now when I'm hungry. So I'll just eat the bagel that will take 2 minutes to make. This is a big problem with most things we want to stick to. There are barriers that are too high for when we're tired, rushed, or not feeling like it. Driving 20 minutes to the gym, having to declutter the living room before you meditate, having a lot of distractions when you write, anything that requires more than 5 minutes of prep time before we can get started, it's too high of a barrier. Okay, so those are the reasons we don't stick to things. Many of you are pretty familiar with these, but it's good to be reminded, and it's a smart idea to give them some consideration. Why do we let these obstacles continue to trip us up? Aren't there good solutions? Yes, there are, and they're not all that difficult to implement if we just consciously decide to do them and then take action to remember them and make them happen. Let's take a look. Overcome these barriers, get better at sticking to things. Hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled 10 Reasons Why We Don't Stick to Things by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Leo. I'll finish the rest for you in tomorrow's episode. So with that, thank you for being here and listening every day, including the weekends and holidays like today. Happy New Year, and I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post where your optimal life awaits.